Hello, this is Nuala. Communities would no longer be consulted about plans for a new bar or nightclub in the local area if misguided government plans for secret alcohol licensing notices get the green light. Alcohol licensing notices are a type of public notice which are used to make local communities aware of plans to sell alcohol in the local area. This could be plans for a new pub or bar or for a venue to vary the terms of its existing licence, for example, by extending or changing its hours. Currently, alcohol licensing notices must be advertised in local newspapers. This legal requirement ensures that communities are consistently consulted about any proposals to sell alcohol in the area. Often the notices are also placed on local newspaper websites, ensuring even greater reach and engagement. As a sector, local news media has huge audiences, some 42 million people a month in print and digital. And because the notices flow consistently through local papers, local journalists often use them as leads for stories, seeking reaction to the proposals and comment from local residents. As part of its commitment to public notices, the sector went a step further with the launch of the Public Notice Portal, a digital one-stop shop for all the public notices published in local papers, built with funding and expertise from the Google News Initiative. All this ensures that residents are made aware of plans to sell alcohol in the local community in advance and can have their say. This is what a healthy local democracy looks like. However, Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Business Secretary Peter Kyle's plans to axe alcohol licensing notices in England and Wales are placing your right to know at risk. As part of measures aimed at helping the hospitality sector, which is still recovering from the effects of the pandemic, ministers are proposing to remove the statutory requirement to publish alcohol licensing notices in local papers. If taken forward, this would mean that the notices may not see the light of day. A nightclub could open next door and you would be none the wiser until it was too late. This is not a means to reduce red tape. A failure to consult properly could instead substantially increase bureaucracy and the risks of costly litigation. In fact, many licence holders have expressed their concern at the plans. Instead, it is an attack on local democracy which must be resisted at all costs. The government is consulting on these deeply worrying proposals, so there is still time for you to have your say. Scan the QR code and complete the online survey, making clear that you do not support proposals to remove alcohol licensing notices from local papers, or write to your local MP. Trusted local news is in the community, for the community, and we will always defend your right to know. The government's call for evidence closes at midday on Thursday, the 6th of November. Make your voice heard before the last call on alcohol licensing notices.